starting to feel a little bit more real now that you guys are back here at headquarters?
Yeah, it kind of, it's good to be back, but it kind of gets your mindset in the right place, because this is where we're going to be for the next, hopefully 5-6 months. So it's good to be back in our facility and be back on our practice fields and in the same meeting rooms. It's tough to leave Napa at the same time, but it's time to get the season going. We're excited for it.
How often have you played in the last exhibition game of the Bengals? Did you play much at all?
That's a good question. I don't remember. I don't remember ever not playing, but I think it's always been, a series, two series, three series, a quarter, something like that.
Well, you asked for any this week, or are you just going to let coach say, hey, that's it?
I hope I get to play. But, that's not our job as players. That's what the coaches do. And, we'll be ready for whatever we're told to play.
Do you think it's important to get out there and have some more game time together and, get whatever these problems are to get these red zone issues sorted out? Or do you think we're going to get it sorted out regardless?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you want to get it done in games, but you really get it done in the classroom and out here on the practice field and then getting together as a group and talking through it on film. But obviously any chance you get to go in live situations, it helps too. But we're continuing to work on the problem areas and still continue to work on some of the areas we've been successful in. And, like I said, whatever we're asked to play, we'll play.
In a game plan as much this week as last?
I think because it's a short week, we're not going to have enough time, especially like we did last week. We had a little more time last week to really hammer out an entire game plan and go through a mock game week. But with the short week and playing, are we playing Thursday or Friday?
Thursday,
yeah. So I don't even know what day it is anymore. But, I think we're just going to try to stay healthy, continue to work on some areas. And like we did today, go against ones versus ones and have a chance to really go as close to game speed as you can.
That's it, Carson. How really vanilla have you guys been in the preseason? I mean, you really haven't – you don't want to show your hand, but you also want to be able to see something. How vanilla have you been thus far?
We have you want to work certain things with certain individuals to see if certain guys can do things, but you don't want to just throw the whole entire playbook on film also. I know we're doing that. I know just about every team in the NFL is doing that. So there's still some things we've got to continue to work on and some things that we're really excited to do that haven't been seen.
You haven't hit some areas. Jacoby's been out for a couple of weeks. Are you comfortable with the time that you had with him last year that they'll be able to slip back in?
We need a ton of work together. You can never get enough work with a guy, even if he's played every rep and you've played every rep yourself. You always need those reps. So when they're back, it's not easy to get off the couch and or get out of a walking boot or off of crutches or whatever it may be and just show up and play. This league is way too good. These players are too good. These schemes are too good just to jump back in and go. So there's going to be a little bit of a process of really getting their legs back and their conditioning back, but also their minds and, their bodies to the speed of the game and get caught up with everything.
The flip side is you've been able to get some time with Streeter and some of the younger guys.
Yeah.
How much has that benefited guys you might not have taken the reps with normally?
It's been great. For Rod to go in and get action and play against starters, play against starting corners, have to block safeties, starting safeties. There's a big drop-off. As the game goes on, to the competition he would have seen. So for him to be in there with the starters is huge, just for his confidence also. But getting a chance to rep with him and some of the other guys, Goodson and Tywan Jones in the backfield when Darren's been on the sideline for a couple plays. So it's been a good opportunity for those guys to get reps, but also, selfishly for me to get reps with those guys.
Going against your own first-team defense, I'm curious as your observation on your starting corners and that, you cut a guy that was due to make a ton of money this year for financial reasons and brought to two guys that essentially didn't play last year and are 30 years old, but they played pretty well and had a good game against the Lions. Just going against them in practice, what have you noticed about Bartell and Spencer?
They're really good. I mean, when you have Tommy Kelly coming at you, you don't have a whole lot of time to hold on to the ball and see guys come open. They're very veteran guys. They've been around a long time. They've played against really good players. They have that kind of savvy feel to the game, when to jump certain routes, when not to. But you wouldn't, from my perspective, I haven't noticed any drop-off since they haven't played last year. I know both those guys, they work extremely hard. They don't miss reps. Bartell was down a little bit, but he's a big physical guy that'll come up and press you and get you the line of scrimmage. And Shantae just has a knack for jumping plays, and when a deep route's coming, he gets on top of the receiver. So been very pleased with the way they've looked since they've been here in OTAs.
It doesn't seem that Aaron Pryor can have any kind of conversation without bringing your name up. He says he comes off the field, he's constantly seeking you out and criticizes his footwork, everything. How much did you want to do to take him under your wing this year? How much growth have you seen from the guy you first ran into?
A ton. When I first got here, he wasn't getting a ton of reps, so... for now, for training camp, he got 30-40% of the reps during camp, and he's improved drastically. And I want to, because I like Terrell, but also that's part of my role. That's my job. You know, when you're a quarterback that's a veteran, that's like myself, I've been trained very well by a guy named John Kitten. I was fortunate enough to play behind for my first couple years in the NFL, and he really showed me how to be a pro, how to watch film, how to work out. He showed me all the small things a coach can't show you, and I'll never forget that. And that's now the role I have with Terrell or with whoever, whatever younger quarterback I'm around. Just part of the comes to the territory.
Going back to Streeter, how do you think it helps aside with his confidence, that Terrell's out there knowing that he's fighting for that position? Do you see that coming?
Yeah, and I think more importantly, he realizes he can play in this league. You know, when you're a sixth, seventh round draft choice or a free agent, there's a little bit of doubt. You know, why didn't I get picked? Why did I get picked so late? Maybe I can't play in this league, or some things that can kind of sink into your head. And I haven't specifically talked to him about that, but I'm sure there's a little bit of that in there. You know, coming from a wing T offense and, catching 15, 16 balls his senior year, I think the one thing he's realized is he can play. Play with the best. He can win a one-on-one route against any corner, starter or backup corner, and that's one of the biggest hurdles a young guy has to get over, is you really don't know if you can do it consistently, and he's consistently done it every single practice, every single day. So confidence wise there is no I don't think he has any issue confidence wise
you had the Marcel last year. What have you seen in Owen Schmidt, the other fullback this year so far?
Yeah, Owen's just a bruiser. A shorter, kind of squattier guy that can get underneath linebackers and block defensive ends. He's got really, for the style of player he is, he's got really good hands, so he's going to fit well in this offense because the fullbacks will get balls thrown to him. But just kind of a blue collar, do all the kind of grunt work down by the goal line, third and short situations, and when he has to and his number's called, he'll run a route and catch the ball.
Anything else for Carson?
All right, thanks, guys.